Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life listener style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Okay, thank you, Gloria. Hi, this is Robin Misevich. I'm one of the regular cafe diners here at the Transformation Cafe, so we thank you for joining. And if you're checking in at the on demand, we thank you for coming and checking us out whenever you felt like you wanted to do that. So that's really wonderful. We have a couple of our regulars here at the table tonight, Mr. Jamie. Jamie, will you introduce yourself just in case there's people out there who aren't familiar with the show?
Oh, this is Mr. Jamie calling from the Great Pacific Northwest up in Seattle, where it's kind of chilly and raining.
Yeah. And Jamie is a tattoo artist. He has his own studio called Chrome Ohm. So anyone wanting to have any kind of wonderful art, you can go out there and just show his wares. Go ahead and give him a call. And Miss Gloria.
Hi, Robin. It's so great to be on the show tonight.
Yeah, and Gloria comes from the San Diego area, so we've kind of got a whole spread of California going up the coast to Seattle, which is wonderful. So I wanted to talk about our guest chef tonight. We have Jonathan Fong. Jonathan is also one of the hosts of Disney Family web series called He Made, She Made. And how I got introduced to Jonathan was I was surfing the web for all kinds of arts and crafts, and he's got a wonderful YouTube channel called StyleWithASmile.tv. And if you go there, he has it. How many episodes do you have, Jonathan?
Boy, there must be about 40 now.
Yeah, you have. That's what it's saying online is 40, but we wanted the inside scoop. So there you go.
I'm working on a lot right now.
I bet. You're in production.
Yes.
Okay. So, Jonathan, wonderful. I'm just kind of reading a little bit what he has on his website. He said, I can't draw. I have no formal design training, and he's allergic to flowers. But with Jonathan, he says it's all about having a good imagination and some antihistamines. So, I really totally agree with that. That's just wonderful. He said it's a do-it-yourself decorating and craft world, and Jonathan's brand and DIY stands out dramatic as an inexpensive, and yes, you can do it. And I mean, from the first YouTube that I saw, I was just totally lighted. And I mean, I was laughing so hard, I was crying. It was just so great. I mean, he has these wonderful little things that he adds to the show that are just so delightful and very surprising. If you, especially when I wasn't familiar with Jonathan, I'm like, well, look at you. You're just so funny. Anyway, so I'm so pleased to have Jonathan on the show tonight. So Jonathan is an author. And why don't you tell them about your books, Jonathan?
I have three books. They're called Walls That Wow and Flowers mm-hmm. That Wow and Parties mm-hmm. That Wow. There's a theme
wow.
there, obviously.
I know. We all want to go, wow. Okay. So I've actually looked at a couple of them, and I did go, wow. So that's very, very cool. And one thing, Jonathan, I really love about you is I was watching a couple newer episodes. He actually took an old record album, and he made it into a Kleenex box.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought that was just so, yeah, that was so cool. Because, I mean, you know, and it's so eclectic depending on what you want to do with different things. And I'm trying to remember, what was that one album cover? I don't know if you're, oh, I'm putting you on the spot here. I don't remember because you've got all these ones in post-production now that you're like, well, wait a minute, I'm trying to keep track of all my shows. But it was that one that had a really neat design and stuff to it that you had as the primary thing you did for that sign. Yeah.
That was the Dave Brubeck album.
Dave Brubeck, yeah, and I agree with you. It was a really cool design, and the way that he had cut it out and put it together, it just looked so cool. It was very, very cool to put it together. And one thing, too, I like about you is all about, you know, going green and utilizing the things, a lot of stuff that you already have on hand. And if you do have to go out and get it something, it's pretty inexpensive. It doesn't necessarily have to cost that much to put some stuff together. So I just really want to thank you for all the wonderful things you really have out there where people can just go and have fun and be doing some really cool things. So out of those three wow books.
Introduction.
What?
You just gave me the best introduction there, boy.
I did. I did. You want me to go on? I can read the whole thing if you want. But,
no.
Jonathan, no, okay. But Jonathan, he's done stuff on DIY and HGTV with Kitty Bartholomew, and he's done all different kinds of things with Fox LA and Good Day LA and 60 Minutes, and this guy's not afraid to be in front of a camera, which we're so glad because he's just so entertaining. And like I said, it just makes you feel like I can pick up a few arts and crafts, and I'm just going to show everybody how creative I am, which is really, really good. Yeah, yes, you can. That's one of the things I love. It's inexpensive, and yes, you can. So that's really cool. Yeah. So what was your first, like, project that you figured out, oh, gee, I've got some of this natural ability?
You know, it was very much later on in life, you know, because I did not grow up doing arts and crafts.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing a lot of math and science and English. You know, I was very studious, so I never got to take art classes. So it was much later, and I was working on an advertising agency, and it was really when I was start decorating my own home that I got to play with being creative.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have any formal training. I didn't really know how to start. So I just started. You know, I didn't let, like, the empty blank canvas stop me. I think
mm-hmm.
that was the key to starting. Just don't be afraid to start and just go for it. And I just started thinking of wild ideas I could do in my house. And the first project I think that I did in my house was I have this room. It's a second bedroom that I basically just watch TV in. So so because it wasn't my bedroom and it was a TV room, it was a spare bedroom, I felt like more confident doing something in it because I wasn't.
You could always close
bedroom.
The door and then nobody would really look at it, right? Okay.
Exactly. So I had this idea of lining the walls with metal because I thought of like a nightclub, you know, like a bar, and how cool
mm-hmm.
it would be to have an industrial room in my house. And
mm-hmm.
So I walked around Home Depot looking for metal, and I found these rolls of aluminum roof flashing, I guess
mm-hmm.
it's meant for roofs, and I brought several rolls home and tried to figure out how I would put it onto my wall.
Mm-hmm.
So I had the idea, and then it was like, okay, now I'm going to use all my math and science skills to figure this thing out. And so I kind of figured out, like, weaving it kind of like a checkerboard. And,
oh, neat.
And it was kind of easy because, you know, I didn't have the skills to do it. I didn't, you know, I'm raw. You know, I don't like to paint. But I could cut metal, and I could nail
mm-hmm.
it on the wall, and mm-hmm. yeah, I was just doing simple activities. And
mm-hmm.
it worked out really, really great. And that empowered me. I thought, wow, I
mm-hmm.
had never done this before. And I saw this idea and I tried it. And I was like, wow, it really worked. And
mm-hmm.
that was like the first project for my home. And then it snowballed from there.
So when you did you do the whole room like that, or you just like did one wall?
I did one wall at first, like the
uh-huh.
easiest wall, you know, where there was no window or anything.
Uh-huh.
less
to cover. Yeah, less to cover. I got a big window. Okay.
Did that, and then it looked so good on one wall, I did it on a second wall, and then I kept it at
mm-hmm.
that. I didn't want to do it anymore because then
mm-hmm.
it would have been doing too much metal everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And when people looked at it, they're like, wow, they thought this professional person did. And
mm-hmm.
it was just a little
mm-hmm.
neat.
So that's how the walls with WOWs got all started, right?
That exactly.
Where's your metal wall? Yeah.
And then in my bedroom, that was my second project. You know, I decided that I wanted to have like a white room, but you know, I just
uh-huh.
couldn't just paint the walls white. So I came up with this idea of using white fabrics because a friend of mine was getting married, and I was flipping through her wedding magazine, and I fell in love with the fabrics associated with weddings.
Uh-huh.
All these different textures and shades of white. So I went to the fabric district and I bought like all these white fabrics. And I thought of a really easy way to put them on my wall. Like I upholstered my wall, one wall, my accent wall, with it,
uh-huh.
Where I just wrapped fabric around foam core, you know, from the art store,
uh-huh.
and staple gunned it, or I duct taped it to the back, and then I Velcro these panels to the wall. And that was the second project that I did, and that looked spectacular, just because I was able to, again, my skill set was I was able to cut the fabric, wrap it around the foam core, and tape it or staple it, and then it was as simple as that.
So but see, you know, that's funny because it's like, it's so simple, but other people would just go, I never think of using foam core. I never would think of Velcro on the wall. I never would think, you know what I mean? It's like you were utilizing all the different skill sets and stuff that you did have on a certain level that now, you know, when you see all these reality shows and stuff and they're doing all these decorating ideas, it's like people go, oh, my, you know, like looking at that kinds of stuff. But it's just very interesting how, you know, like you said, I don't have those certain levels of the way that you could have, should have been taught. So you're just basically going with, like, let me walk around Home Depot and just find things that interest me and get me excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, which
yeah.
I think is
so
just
how I get inspired.
Exactly. Well, so that was one of the reasons I really wanted to have you, you know, come and pull up a chair and come to the cafe, because I was going to ask about, you know, where do you go when you feel like you're being in basically in an artist block? You know, how do you help yourself to move to the next level when you kind of have an idea but you're not sure, or like you're saying, I have all these episodes that I'm putting together. How do you get your ideas for things like that?
People ask me that all the time. That's probably the most asked question. You know, how do I get ideas? How do I get inspired? And you know, there's so many ways. I think I'm going to write a book on it because there's no concrete answers to that, but there's so many ways that I unblock myself. And
you can call it ideas that wow. There we go. Your next show. Well, I mean, it's your theme. You might as well. Ideas that wow. It's just like, of course it would. That's what it would be called.
Yeah.
if you were Stahl, would you just start walking around some kind of a store or something just to see whatever basically will trigger you for an idea kind of thing?
Yeah, well, I admit that shopping is one of my... because I love going into stores to see what's available. And a lot of times I see something and I go, wow, that looks really cool. What kind of interesting take could I do on that? Or if I see something that I really love but it's expensive, I think, you know, what can I do that's like that but really cheap?
I have a beer budget here. How would I do that?
There's something that they're using as X, but boy, that would look really great if I turned it into something that I use for Y.
So do you have, like, in your – because if there's one YouTube that you have where when people go there, it actually does a tour of your workshop area, which I think is just really, really fun. Yeah, you did a great job on that one. Do you have, like, a storage area for all this extra stuff that you have that you just like, oh, gee, I got to keep this because you never know if I might need it for another project?
Oh, yeah, yeah, and – it's just getting fuller and fuller.
Because that's one thing that I know, because I've been a florist for 30 years, so you know, people walk into my shop and they're like, oh, wow, it's so creative in here. And I go, well, it's because there's a lot of stuff. because, you know, you'll use something for some project or whatever, and you think, well, I don't want to get rid of that because, there's going to be a time and place when I might need that for something else. So, you know, I don't want to have to go get it. And sometimes you can't get them anymore depending on what it is, you know.
Totally. I don't want to get – you know, you spend so much time making the stuff, you don't want to just give it away.
Yeah, exactly. And that's another thing, too, I like about your episodes because he's got episodes on there where he actually, what was it, hand towels or was it face towels, and you made them into cupcakes.
Wash
yeah,
off, yeah.
Tell the audience about that. That's really a cute idea.
Yeah. How did I think of that? You know, when you go to somebody's house and use the restroom...
Okay, here we go.
Yeah,
true confessions. Here we go.
Jonathan's
going to tell us how it is. Okay.
You never know, like, what towel to use when you go to somebody's bathroom, right? It's like the bath towels are, you know, they're a little personal because they use that to, you know, for the when they take a bath, or and then like the regular hand towels are usually like all wet from everybody else using them, and so I like having guest towels, especially in my own house if I can offer a guest towel. So yeah, I thought of like rolling them up like cupcakes. And here's like another tip for creativity. The reason I thought of that was because I was rolling up napkins in the shape of roses for dinner parties.
Okay.
So it was kind of like a similar technique. And I always had that technique. So I was like, well, I'll use it for something else. So just my quick, my little bag of tricks. And then you learn one thing that you could apply it to a lot of different areas.
Yeah, well, you know, when you're in the bathroom, what else are you going to do? You might as well be rolling up something. So there you go.
Robin.
I know. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, anyway. It's time to order dessert here. Okay, anyway. So when it comes to, well, we already know you did like about 40 shows. So when are the new shows going to start coming out?
Well, I shot a lot of shows when I was at the Craft and Hobby Association show this past month.
Mm-hmm.
And
what was that show?
It was in Anaheim.
In Anaheim. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, and like the latest, greatest projects, products in crafting were introduced at that show. So I kind of discovered some new things that I was so crazy about. And so I shot some interviews there, and then I'm planning on shooting some addendums to those interviews. And for example, there was this new product that just came out that I was just crazy about, and it won the Best in Show, Most Innovative Award there. And it's something that is used to decorate your shoes, your sneakers. Yeah, you just print a design from your inkjet printer, and a film comes out, and you peel it off, and you just use a glue stick, and then you rub it onto shoes, sneakers. And it takes on the appearance of what it's being rubbed onto. So it doesn't look like a sticker. It looks like leather, and it's like it's been printed on the leather or it's been printed on the canvas. And the reason I loved it was because as a decorator as well, I thought of all these ideas. I could actually use that on a lampshade that I can customize. I can use these on pillows. And my mind was just racing of all the things I could use it on besides shoes. So I filmed that interview. It's this company called Shoe Attitude. And then for my own web show, I want to show different things I can make with it. So that's what I'm working on right now.
Okay, and I bet they love you because they're like going, well, that's just how we're going to do shoes. We didn't think about all these other places we could do.
Oh, yeah.
And that's exciting.
The uses are infinite. And that's another thing I like to do. I like to take something that's made for one thing and use it for something else.
So we know we've already figured out you're going to do your next book of ideas. That wow, okay, that's a good thing. And you know, you've got your new show.
You're planning my whole career right now, Robin.
Huh?
You're planning my whole career right now.
Isn't that fabulous? So, are you still shooting some stuff for Disney when you're with the He Made She Made?
We're quote unquote on hiatus now to see what's up next. But I am creating a lot of new projects for Disney's website.
Nice.
So even though we're not going to be filming anything in the near future, I am in the middle of creating craft projects for kids and their mom.
So does Disney provide different things that they want you to be incorporating into the things that you're creating? So it's some of their products, or how does that work when it comes to stuff that's Disney related?
Well, I am actually working on the part of Disney craft that has nothing to do with Disney's products. So I'm a little I'm luckier there that I'm not constrained by having to do Mickey Mouse or Goofy or anything. It's just any types of craft projects that moms can do with their kids, and it doesn't have to have a Disney character in it. So
that is very nice. Yeah, that is very nice, and it's neat that they're coming from a level of just creativity. So that's very, very cool. So do you get to travel and go to some of the different Disney parks and things like that to do stuff, or are they talking about that for you?
We have to start talking.
You need me to be your agent, and I'll go talk to Disney.
Yeah,
I think so. My agent, manager, and everything. Boy.
It's like, okay, Jonathan. Jonathan's ready to travel now. Do some kid shows. Okay,
yeah.
Here we go.
This really is a transformation cafe. You're transforming my career.
I know. Well, you know, you've got the book. We've got your tour now going on for all the Disney places. So we'll just have to figure out if you want to go overseas or not. And we can get that going for you. So that's very, very exciting.
Well, I actually may be going overseas because my web show has been bought by Israel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's just out of the blue. They were fans, and they contacted me out of the blue because they have a version of HGTV in Israel. It's not called HGTV. It's called Home Plus. But they want the rights to air my show there as little shows in between their regular programming, you know, because the shows are just like 3-4 minutes long. So
Right. How fabulous.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's actually what I've been doing.
Yeah, that is very exciting.
Yeah, so I'm going to be international.
You are already, because, I mean, you know, that's one thing on when you go to his website, he talks about one of the reasons you created the StyleWithASmile.tv was because you had so many international fans that didn't necessarily have access to American TV. Like
right.
You're stating on here Iceland and Croatia, Brazil and India and things like that. You see, you need to have Israel on here. Okay, Israel's not even listed on this thing. Making sure that you can get that stuff going on that. So it's not great. Well, we could say, we knew Jonathan before he went global. But you're going global anyway. So, I mean, if you're doing anything on the Internet nowadays, you're global, which is just so exciting.
Yeah.
It really is. It really exciting. Now, how long have you been doing stuff with Twitter?
I'm a neophyte when it comes to Twitter.
You're a neophyte. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't feel bad then. There we go.
Yeah. No, I've just been at it for about a year, and you know, mm-hmm. I really don't tweet nearly enough because you know some people tweet constantly, and
I'm always
thinking, you know, do people really care what I have to say?
Well, all your fans up there are like, oh, what's Jonathan doing today? Where is he shopping? Where is he going? But you know, you may not want to say that. You might want to tell them like 2 hours after you've been there that you were there.
Yeah.
So you don't have the stalkers aren't coming out to check you out. It's like, okay, where is he now? You know, kind of thing. So you've got that kind of thing all going on. So that can be fun. And is your Facebook page the Style with Smile?
Yeah.
Or do you have something to be in?
I have two Facebook pages. You know, I have the Style with a Smile page that updates mm-hmm. you know all the episodes of Style with a Smile. But my regular Jonathan Fong page, you know, which is mm-hmm. like my personal page. I don't really use it for personal purposes. I use it mainly to show things that I'm working on. So people could friend me on that as well. And, you know, they're not going to get Farmville requests or things like that. You know, I update it. You know, for example, I did a Valentine's event a couple weeks ago for Valentine's Day. And mm-hmm. I did a dinner party where I did all the decor, so I posted all the pictures on Facebook, and so I use that to kind of it's almost like my blog, you know, just kind of showing pictures of people, to, you know, what I've been doing. So I update that mm-hmm. regularly.
Was it an actual party that you did, or you were doing it pretty much for your show?
No, it was a dinner party that I was hired to do, and it was for 80 people for Valentine's,
uh-huh.
and.
Uh-huh.
So it was a big dinner. And
that is a big dinner.
Yeah, especially for Valentine's, because it's not a dinner for two.
Well, and it wasn't a private one with you, because like you were saying on your show that, you know, you just opened a can of Chef Boyardee and you guys are good, you're good to go. So, you know.
Oh, I love Chef Boyardee,
Little Sal, Chef Boyardee, you know, we got a meal. A meal fit for a king. There you go. Your life is good, so that's good.
Yeah.
So another one of the YouTubes that I really enjoyed was there's a whole bunch of stuff that you put together for dinner parties, which is really great, for different kinds of placemats and really creative ideas. So, you know, from picture frames to, you know, record albums to, you know, your paint samples and things like that that you just love. So have you made your soup yet? Because that's one thing with you. If you go to that episode, you talk about how you can sew them together, and then you're going to make yourself a suit. So have you made your suit yet? True confessions here. Come on, Jonathan. No.
don't tell me more, because you know I'm gonna be at my sewing machine next. You know, making that suit out of
They're gonna have security guards standing at all the Home Depots because they're not gonna let you come in anymore to get the samples. we do not have any left for just the regular consumers here. Okay, Jonathan's been taking everything we've got. We can't let him in anymore. It's okay.
I get so paranoid when I go in there now. You know. They're
all looking new. I'm checking you out, going, "Oh, there he is again." Okay.
You know, but I bought so much stuff there.
But you what?
I bought so much stuff there. I've given them plenty of business.
Sure. It's almost like you need to start connecting to these paint companies and just say, "Just give it to me. You know, just send me cases of the stuff with that. You know, we have it to go to your home and stuff." Yeah. I start working directly to these guys. I'm sure on whatever level you're helping them get all, you know, excited with all the different paint names and stuff that they have going on. So that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the next step is to have a Jonathan Vaughn color. So there you go.
Oh, I would love that. Yeah.
I know. So what color would that be? What color would Jonathan Vaughn be?
Like a hot pink.
A hot pink, of course. Yeah, kind of go with your set. So that would be good.
Yeah. It would be feisty and fiery, yes.
Feisty and fiery, yes, yes. And, you know, one thing, too, that's really great is if you go to the YouTube where he actually goes through his studio, he talks about his wonderful chair. He has this chair that's a part of the whole the branding that you have with your Style with Smile. So could you tell that real quick about how you got into having that chair?
The weekend, you know, when I designed my logo, Style with a Smile, I made the Y look like a chair and also a smile. And after I created that, I thought, wow, this Y that looks like a chair, wouldn't it be cool if I actually had that chair in my studio so I could have it on the show? So I went on Craigslist because I was familiar with the chair. It's called the Heart Cone chair. And it's a vintage chair. So I looked on Craigslist. And that very day on Craigslist, they had one for $200. And you know, normally it would be a few thousand, but someone was like giving it away for $200. I just had to rent a truck to get it, and that was it. So it was meant to be for me to have that chair that looked like my logo in my studio.
Well, you know, that's just fate. That just, to me, that was just like, you know, thumbs up from the universe just saying, dude, you got it going on. We're going to get you a chair.
Yeah.
I just think that's such a cool story. It's just very, very cool. Well, we're down to our last couple minutes. It just goes super fast. These 30-minute shows, it's just amazing how fast they go. So is there any other ways that you'd like people to be able to get in contact for you? So I just want to make that available for everybody.
Yeah. Well, you can find me on YouTube under Style with a Smile TV, but also it's on its own website too. So stylewithasmile.tv. And that's all the videos. Then I have my normal website that I had before, stylewithasmile.tv, and that's jonathanfongstyle.com. And that has like a lot of projects on there already that aren't in video form. So, you know, it's just step-by-step instructions. So people can see that as well.
And now there's connections to be able to email you and things like that. If there's any questions or comments that they want to have for you.
Yes, both.
Okay.
Both
so people know they can go through an email.
Yeah, both sites have contact information, and I love to hear from people. And it's amazing what people ask me.
It's amazing what people ask me. Okay, that's a totally different show. Okay. So we're going to have Jonathan on again, and we're going to talk about all those comments that people make. Okay, there we go. Plus, we need to find out. We'll have to update about the ideas that, make sure the book is coming along very slowly in his little trip over to Israel. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got things to talk about now, so it's very, very exciting. So that's good. So I'm so it's basically just checking you out online. That's the way to get a hold of Mr. Jonathan Fong.
Yeah, that's the best way. Okay. Unless you live in Israel, and then, you know, I'll be on TV there.
And then, you know, he's going to be coming over there, and you might be able to be on the show. So who knows? Maybe get his little stuff kind of going on with that. So, well, thank you, Mr. Jonathan.
Well, thank you for the whole fun it was to be here at the cafe.
Yes, yes, you are welcome anytime. And, you know, we once we have a guest chef come on, you come, you want to call on in and get into the conversation. We totally love that people just pop on and off and, you know, they listen to a few minutes of what we're talking about and they just kind of let us know how they're doing with everything. So we thank you for joining us and we will see you next time here at the Transformation Cafe. Thanks for joining us.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio, Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.